Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A hijacker who hijacks an airplane is not the pilot. And the criminals that have hijacked our government are not the government. They're illegitimate. And they're clearly doing gun confiscations door-to-door of all guns, all law-abiding citizens, even key infrastructure workers that live in the city in safe areas. It is just vicious. It is evil. It is to see how much they can get away with. We got George Galloway, member of Parliament, coming up to talk about several big issues for about 25 minutes in the next segment. And we're going to be taking your calls throughout the day, and we have a detailed report about the Mexican troops armed in Texas, totally documented. And right now, let's go to Ron in New York, retired New York police officer, to get his take on armed, fat-bellied goons going door-to-door in unflooded middle-class areas, dragging families out, handcuffing fathers. It's on the news if they think they have guns and are hiding them. So now you got the thought police out. Meanwhile, there's no resistance. Everybody's just going along with this. There's no more looting. Now, that burns itself out. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, the fact of the matter is it is strange that they send people in. They send troops, goons in. They're goons. There's no legitimacy. Let's not even call them troops or police. A criminal is a criminal regardless of what type of clothing or uniform he wears. And at this stage, these people are nothing more than criminals employed by government, period. Simple as that.
Ron, you've been listening for five years. It's all coming true, just like clockwork.
I knew this was coming 12 years ago. After they burnt out the church at Waco, you had to be blind not to know what direction the system was moving in. The second thing, I don't want to digress to that.
And by the way, the Supreme Head, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was the head general that ordered the killings at Waco.
The second you had American law enforcement and military personnel not think twice about immolating American children, you knew what direction this country...
And then notice, Shoemaker shot right to the top.
But after that, I want to say this. Let's deal with this exigent topic. They didn't send in troops when the looting was occurring, which, by the way, was exaggerated. There was what we would consider, by any normal social standard, looting, yes, in the early days of the flooding. It was minimal. Most people were just trying to survive, though there were the small number of elements who were stealing televisions and so forth. However, they didn't send troops in at that point. Now they send troops in to remove probably what is a small segment of what we would call good citizens from within the city.
Listen, even the New York Times has to admit, this is mainly, middle-class government people in areas that aren't cut off, that aren't flooded,
that are
totally fine.
Areas at the edge of that city to which the flood did not completely swamp. They have nice homes. They are above the waterline. And that's when we send the troops in who come down like gangbusters on these people. Now, the larger question is, too, with regards to the Mexican troops. It's kind of ironic. The New York Daily News reported it on page 901 today in a small column about 1 inch long, the bottom of the page, that it's Mexican troops were in New Orleans, and it's the first time since the Mexican-American War that foreign troops have ever been on American soil. The question becomes, why do we need troops? Why do we need foreign troops? Why couldn't we have 200 civilian Mexican aid workers? What was the necessity to bring troops in? What more can they do, except for maybe shoot American citizens, than, let's say, an aid worker from Mexico, a civilian aid worker?
Let me add this. Let me add this, Ron. In my article that Paul and I wrote, we have where earlier this year the Marines went to bury a Mexican Marine. They had toy guns, and the Mexican troops ran up, physically assaulted them, and grabbed them away. So, see, that's how they act to toy guns in Mexico, but then they're up here armed, running around, and you're absolutely right. This is about setting precedents. Our government has signed an agreement with Mexico to bring them in here to, quote, deal with disasters and terrorists.
That's because this government, please don't call it our government, call it this government, call it an imposing power. That's what it has become. I believe it is made now with this issue in New Orleans, this tragedy. The position is crystallized. We know what they are, unless you are insane or blind. We know what they are, and please hold me over. I hear the music.
Well, listen, I got Galloway coming up. If you want to hold a while, you can talk after.
Okay.
Okay, and everybody else. He'll be on with us for a couple segments. George Galloway, great member of Parliament over in England, joining us. Heaven help us, folks. I mean, the government has used this as a way to really get control. And I mean, here's a retired New York City police officer. Yesterday we had, and we'll talk about when we get back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we have the honorable, esteemed member of Parliament, the fire-breathing Scott George Galloway. And we had him on a few months ago, and he's Mr. Galloway goes to Washington. He's going to be traveling all over the United States starting next week in Boston, but on the 13th, and he's going to be with us here for about 25 minutes or so. We're really honored to have him. We're talking about a host of issues. I was just talking to him about, during the break. I was about, yeah, Tony Blair barely hung on during that special election because of the fortuitous for him. Tragic bombings in London, and George said, yeah, but even that's backfired on him. And it did come out in mainstream British news. Just so happened the supposed mastermind is an MI6 minion. Just a coincidence, of course. And we have the total breakdown here. Armed Mexican troops in Texas. Very bizarre. And we have house-to-house doors being kicked in, women being drug out by their hair. I mean, it's on TV. But they wouldn't bring food and water, though, but they're happy to do this for the middle-class areas that weren't flooded on the outside of the city. It is just flagrant abuse of power. America in the Gulf area, in the southern Gulf, looks like Baghdad or something now. And we're joined by George Galloway, who exposed the profiteering by the Bush administration and then was demonized with made-up documents about himself. He's won a bunch of lawsuits. Totally proven to be false. I've been slandered in lesser ways with just total fiction as well. But rarely can you disprove total fiction because the big lie is so ridiculous, people just can't believe it. It's all a lie. But he has defeated the big lie. George, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. And as you describe the backdrop to this discussion, Alex,
It's true, we're living in very peculiar times and very volatile times. The Russian leader Lenin once said, there are decades when nothing happens, but there are weeks when decades happen. And I suspect that these weeks that we're living through now are ones in which decades are going to happen.
Everybody feels it. You know, I felt the calm before the storm in the last few months. I said, big stuff's coming. It's getting bigger and bigger. And in a sick way, the tragic events that FEMA on purpose botched has kind of diverted people off the resistance to the Iraq war coming to a head. But then that's kind of backfired. Can you just give us your take on...
I feel it's backfired, yes, because what you get, in fact, is an aggregation of people's unhappiness. The United States today looks like a country run by dangerous, malevolent incompetence. And that's very bad for the most important country in the whole world, to be led by such a crew. And when you see Colin Powell's apologia, or what passes for one, in the last day or so, in which he admits that his performance in front of the United Nations when he dragooned the world into the war on Iraq was a blot on his record. Well, I can tell you it's more than a blot. It's a very large bloodstain, and it's a bloodstain which is spreading ever wider. And it's a stain on the reputation of your great country, and I'm sorry to say that as a person who loves the United States, who's looking forward to being there for 12 days or so, starting next Tuesday. But I'm afraid that the reputation of the United States and, by association, my own country has probably never been lower.
Well, unfortunately, that is the case because we're run by this corrupt military-industrial complex elite known as the Anglo-American establishment, this nexus between Washington and London. But never before have the approval ratings for Blair been lower or Bush in the low 30s. And still, he's up there smirking and giggling, and his mother shooting her mouth off about how these people have got it great. And it's just, it seems like Marie Antoinette and, you know, let them eat
yes.
cake.
Yes, it's like a scene from The Great Gatsby. But I think the key point that you make is their opinion poll ratings. You see, there comes a point where everyone can see that the emperors have no clothes. And I think that point has been reached. That's why I'm very optimistic about the political situation we now find ourselves in. Because although these people look to be gliding serenely on the surface like the swan, underneath they're paddling like hell just to stay in control because they've been rumbled. And because they've been rumbled, they run the real risk of being thrown out. And as soon as the people of the United States get an opportunity, which I think is your midterm elections, I think you'll see some very decisive changes in the political architecture in the United States. And in Britain, that's already underway. There was a halving of Mr. Blair's majority at the last general election. We've got local elections coming up next May, which will transform the landscape, I believe. And so these two great war leaders, the gruesome twosome, Bush and Blair, have got an accounting coming, and I think it'll be coming sooner than they think.
Now, George, I don't know how much you know about this, but when you get here, I'm sure you're going to hear about it. Special electronic voting machine companies, three of them clearly CIA fronts, where you know they have open felons for computer hacking running elections, and the areas where they don't have the machines, the pro-war people lose, but in the areas where the machines are, they magically win. I think we're seeing them attempt to set up a dictatorship here and at many levels. And, you know, I hope you're right that we can see libertarians or others put into office. But and I see a lot of Democrats, you know, basically being clones of Bush. We have the Tories over there not being much different than Labor. I mean, what do you do when both parties are basically doppelgangers of each other?
Well, this is the $64,000 question. What do we do? We have this duopoly in both countries, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. You can't slip a cigarette paper between the two of them. And you have to try and constructively approach such election contests as come your way. I wouldn't begin to suggest myself lecturing the people of the United States on how they handle it. We've concluded here that New Labour is now non-Labour, anti-Labour, and can no longer be entitled to call itself entitled to the support of working people. So we've set up our own party called Respect, which is doing very, very well. which, as we spoke before, did very well in the elections, is going to do even better in the May elections next year, is in the newspapers every day. They're fighting each other to make documentaries about me and my trip to Washington and so on. We really are a happening thing here in the United Kingdom. But I don't know what to do in the United States. One obvious thing to do is to use the democratic power that you have in the primary system to try and force good candidates onto the agenda.
Exactly. Don't let them in the primary for Republican or Democrat. Don't let them select the people. Obviously, whoever the media is pushing, whoever the government's pushing, go to anybody but them.
Yes, well, I think that's right. And didn't that happen to some extent? I'm no expert with Howard Dean, that he seemed to come from nowhere. He spoke the language that people wanted to hear. He touched the zeitgeist, and he was propelled right into front-runner position. Now, of course, he faltered. Maybe there were one or two weaknesses in his game. But we ended up with John Kerry reporting for duty, and he sank without trace. And it's hardly any wonder, because when you began to look at his stand, or should I say his wobble, on the issues of the day, you began to realize that this man was only barely more competent than George Bush to hold that job.
Well, I mean, he was totally a titular head, frat brothers with Bush, members of the same society, their cousins, totally staged. I mean, that was just totally staged. George Galloway, before we go any further, give us the website that covers your amazing trip that's coming to the U.S.
It's www.mrgalloway.goes.to.washington.com, all one word.
Mr. Galloway goes to Washington.com. Tell us some of the cities you're going to be coming to.
Well, I'm speaking in Boston on Tuesday, in New York on Wednesday. I'm going up to Toronto for a couple of days then. And then it's Chicago, Madison, where I'm speaking on these two occasions with Jane Fonda. Then it's over to the West Coast. I'm hoping that Sean Penn and others will join us there. There'll be big meetings. I hope people will come to them. I think they'll be widely covered. Because I think, if you'll forgive the dreadful pun, I'm coming over when there's a rising tide of skepticism at worst and downright rejection at best of the masters of war that are in control of our destiny.
Yes, well, you are, I think, a great spokesman against all this. Unfortunately, some of those other folks, I'm sad to say, aren't the best spokesman because of some of their background. But I will tell Sean Penn this. I mean, I commend him. He went to try to save people in New Orleans, and when he finally got past the police, FEMA would make jokes at him and take pictures of him, and then he witnessed FEMA demanding sexual favors from women to get them out of buildings. I mean, and that was even in some British papers. I mean, getting back to what's happened in New Orleans, I mean, it's just FEMA won't deliver food and water, but they will deliver jackbooted thugs.
Yes, it's a bizarre a catalog of incompetence and malevolence and racism and all the worst things about the United States today have been on display in this whole miserable saga. And now, as you're telling me and as I'm beginning to pick up in the mainstream media, there's more to it than meets the eye. And it's really hard to work out from here now whether it was all being seized upon as a big diversion. If it was, as you seem to indicate it might have been, it hasn't worked. It just compounds people's feeling that the United States is run by these incompetents, by these ghoulish incompetents, Marie Antoinette-like incompetents.
Well, you called them, these out-of-control monkeys last time.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I mean, I think that they are with their simian swagger and their giggling and their pretentiousness, an absolute snapshot. As I say, it's almost like an F. Scott Fitzgerald caricature.
No, it's like the old caricatures
class
of Mussolini and Hitler.
Well, the danger, of course, is that when the state begins to be such an abysmal, miserable failure as the state in the United States has been, that people turn not to progressive forces for leadership, but turn to the kind of brown-shirted, demagogic, the French called them Poujadiste, forces. There's obviously that.
We'll be right back, George. Mr. Galloway, please stay with us.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We got Larry Pratt coming on in the next hour to talk about all the house-to-house confiscations and things that are happening. Chairman of GOA. And we're joined now for this short segment and a little bit of the next segment by Member of Parliament George Galloway, who we're so honored to have. Mr. Galloway goes to Washington.com is the website. We'll get a link to that up on Infowars.com. Starting in Boston, coming up on Tuesday, the 13th of September, and then ending in the big anti-war rally, pro-peace rally, pro-America rally, pro-freedom rally that's going to be going on in D.C. on the 24th. And I'm tempted to try to go to that. I'm either going to go there or to New Orleans. I may have to try to get into New Orleans. This is just out of control. But Mr. Galloway, continuing, last time you were on with us, At the very end of the interview, you were saying, I don't think they can invade Iran right now because public support isn't behind it. They certainly want to. And I said, well, what if there's a terror attack? What if the military-industrial complex or one of their contractors engineers one and blames it on Iran? And you said, that is a real threat. That is exactly the type of thing these monkeys will do. We've got to keep an eye on them and eternal vigilance. To paraphrase you, we've actually got the clip we can play. Would you like to elaborate on that? Would you like to elaborate on Blair seizing on the tragic bombings in London and then now how that's backfired? Would you comment on that for us, please?
Well, there's a very real danger because you have elements within the state. You have the Richard Pearl, Axis of Evil, snarling, you're next at this country or that country. And yet the circumstances on the ground, the political collapse of the Bushites in the United States, the resistance in Iraq having taken such a terrible toll on the occupation armies and the collaborators in the puppet regime, making the idea of another war simply ridiculous. On the face of it, the idea of invading another country when you haven't even swallowed the country you just invaded is preposterous. And yet there are those in this neocon, Zionist, Christian fundamentalist axis that really is itching to get as much of these things done, as much of this agenda pushed on, while they still have the reins of power. And so you cannot discount some kind of provocation being staged by those elements who want to propel the United States into an even more disastrous invasion. But I can tell you something. I was recently in Lebanon, where the Bush administration is currently demanding the disarming of the national resistance movement, Hezbollah, which drove Israel out of Lebanon after 28 years of occupation. The United States demands that they get disarmed. The journalist there asked me, do you think Mr. Bush will send the U.S. Marines to Lebanon to disarm the Hezbollah? And I laughed, and she laughed, because it's simply ridiculous, the idea that the United States could do that. And yet there are elements within the United States administration and around it who would very much like to do that. So you cannot discount the possibility of a provocation. You cannot discount the possibility of some new canard being dragged into this, some scare about Iran's intentions or its capabilities, propelling some kind of action. But perhaps it would be Israel that they would use as the hammer in such a scenario. And then if Iran responded against Israel, then perhaps the United States would be dragged in. And then Iran would respond in the south of Iraq. And then the whole balloon would go up, believe me.
We're talking about World War III.
Yes, we're talking about war throughout the world, war of the worlds. And, you know, H.G. Wells couldn't have made it up. And we have to refuse to go into this good night, because it will mean the destruction of life as we know it on this planet. Our children will never be able to travel outside the limits of our own borders again, and even inside our own borders they'll be in danger.
And, oh, but that'll give the military-industrial complex an excuse to set up a big police state domestically and arrest people they don't like if they can start World War III.
Well, that's right. It's Orwellian. It's 1984. It's the permanent division of the world into warring blocks for the profit of a few and at the cost of the misery of the many. And we have to refuse this. And we have to refuse it in every way we can, by political pressure, by civic pressure, by demonstrations like the one in D.C. on the 24th.
Mr. Galloway, to be specific, though, it's even been in the Jerusalem Post, it's been in major publications, that Israel created fake al-Qaeda groups and actually had them carry out bombings 3 years ago. I'm talking about that.
Well, there is no doubt that Israel and dirty tricks have a long history. Indeed, many of the provocations which drove Jewish people in the Arab world, for example, out of the countries in which they had been living happily for hundreds of years, having gone to those Arab countries to seek protection from Christian countries in Europe like Spain and Portugal, the provocations turned out to have been organized by the Israeli secret services.
Stay there, sir. We got a break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The 5th Annual Seniors Expo is coming to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel September 19th and 20th. Door prizes, free drawings, and nonstop fun. Featuring the Ms. Minnesota Senior Pageant, Dr. Dale Anderson, who prescribes laughter for health, the Plymouth Playhouse Church Basement Ladies, the Silver Sneakers, and more. Learn all about the new Medicare prescription plan from the Social Security Administration. See a fashion show. Have fun with the Bees and Mariner and the Magic Man. There's something new every hour. All this, plus hundreds of products, drawings, and fantastic giveaways. The 5th Annual Seniors Expo celebrates all that's good about getting older. It's all happening at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, September 19th and 20th. For discount tickets, visit 101expos.com or call 612-798-7256. Sponsored in part by Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, KSTC, KSTP, Medica, and Ebenezer. Save the date, September 19th and 20th at Mystic Lake.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way.
Yeah.
If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know.
That's
I'm
the New America.
State. I'm the highway
patrol. The highway patrol comes to drag your wife out by her hair, knock your teeth out, confiscate your daddy's shotgun. Meanwhile, the rest of the city's underwater, no food or water for you. I mean, it's just insane. George Galloway, member of parliament, coming to the U.S. Here very soon. The website for his trip to the U.S. in the next 2 weeks, he's arriving next Monday, speaking on Tuesday, is Mr. Galloway Goes to Washington.com, and respectcoalition.org is his political website. But he's just been very outspoken, really exposing the neocons for what they are. And, folks, for those that don't know, this is like BBC. This is London Guardian. This is Haaretz. And I know it's evil to say it's wrong to blow up synagogues, but if Israel's doing it, it's good. Well, no, it's not good if Israel's doing it. A group of sociopathic people who wanted to scare Jews into submission. But, George, I brought up government-sponsored terror to get us to go along with their aims, and you brought up the admitted historical evidences of what the Zionists did. Why don't you please continue, sir?
Well, the Zionist movement were the past masters at this. They created the conditions in the Arab countries and in some European countries to stampede Jewish people out of the countries that they'd been living in for many hundreds of years and stampede them into the Zionist state in places like Morocco and other North African countries where Jewish people had fled to avoid Christian persecution from Europe. and where people had looked after them and they were an integral part of the community, suddenly saw their synagogues blowing up, their property being damaged, and provocations of all kinds being staged, and they packed their bags and moved to occupied Palestine, then to be called Israel. And anyone who's read Graham Greene's Quiet American or seen the movie with Michael Caine can see the provocation staged by the early United States Dirty Tricks operation occupied Vietnam.
Yeah, that's based on true stories, put in the fictional account.
Absolutely, historical fact, yes.
Blowing up women and children, blaming it on their enemies. And,
yes.
And we have Operation Northwoods calling for this, the U.S. government plan. We now have the USS Liberty. I've had the admirals on. LBJ got on the phone and said, I want that GD boat going to the bottom to blame it on Egypt. Israel and the U.S. teamed up together to basically sink their own ship. We know about just countless examples of this, George. Please continue.
Absolutely, and it's always the case that in a big and complex state machine, there are all sorts of elements. They don't have to be endorsed by the political leadership or all of the political leadership. They can be people representing a trend in the political leadership. I've already mentioned this hideous character, Richard Perle, earlier. I saw him just the other day on a website, actually snarling, "You're next," threatening people with American military power, a man who couldn't punch his own way out of a wet paper bag, but ready to fight to the last drop of other people's blood. Then these people make my blood boil, and they ought to make every right-thinking person feel that way.
Well,
we deserve better than to be governed by these gangsters.
Well, Member of Parliament George Galloway, you're absolutely right. That's my feeling. I mean, if somebody themselves has been in combat, is somewhat of a hero, a tough guy, it's still disgusting to see them bully. But when
yes.
it's some little fat,
exactly.
oily, weak, toad-like piece of trash constantly going around snarling, bragging about killing hundreds of thousands,
yes.
I mean, that guy is a pusball.
These chicken hawks, and I'm afraid that George Bush has to be numbered amongst them, people who did their absolute utmost to avoid their military duty, used the power and wealth of their family upbringing to get out of the things that they were happy for others to have to go into. It's very, very hard to swallow when they're swaggering around in their bomber jackets, kicking ass, metaphorically speaking, or rather sending other mother's sons to kick ass or have their own asses kicked. And of course, it's not your ass that gets kicked. It's your head that gets blown open by a roadside bomb or by a sniper's bullet or by a suicide bomber. And it's an absolute sickening scandal that now almost 2,000, I think probably 2,000 by the time I get there.
Well, I mean, 100 years
young
ago.
Young American boys have paid with their lives for all of this.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, if 100 years ago, 80 years ago, I mean, if the British crown wanted to go to war, the princelings had to be up front, and they got
to be
shot.
On the front line, yeah.
They got killed. I mean, that's always been the way it is. People go, we're going to war. Your kids are going. That doesn't happen anymore. I mean, this is a new type of corruption.
Yes, it is. And I vividly recall in Fahrenheit 9/11, Michael Moore going around asking senators if they'd like to send their sons to Iraq. And the look on the faces of the senators made it clear that just literally nothing in the world would have persuaded them to do that. Nothing could have been further from their mind than that their own sons would go there. But the sons of others, usually poor white people, usually poor black people, poor Hispanic people, they're the ones that go to the front line, and they pay the blood price for these fantasies of Pearl
and then Bush gets this weird type of reflected glory off of them, or reflected glory off firefighters on 9/11. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And he's the same man who's cutting budgets for the very same fire departments, the very same emergency response departments, cutting the budgets so he can cut the taxes for rich people,
listen,
so he can ship the United States taxpayers' dollars out to occupy other people's countries for the benefit of a few corporations and the military-industrial complex.
Well, by the way, George Galloway, as you know, Member of Parliament, over here he has slashed the veterans' funding, and
yes.
people who die, I mean, a month ago I talked to a Marine's wife, he died, and now They got a little $10,000 check. That's it. No pension, nothing for their child. The child, the family doesn't get the GI Bill.
It is disgusting, really.
Nothing. They get nothing.
I'll never forget in that wonderful movie, I came to know Ron Kovics, on whom the film was based, the Born on the 4th of July, that shit hospital that Tom Cruise ends up in after he's given his limbs for his country in the Vietnam War, and the sink hospital that they put him in and the way in which he was treated. This is the way these people treat those that they send into battle for them. They tell them a pack of lies, they fire them up with hatred of Johnny Foreigner, and then if it goes wrong, then none of the blood spatters upon them. And we've got to change that. We have democratic power that we have to organize ourselves into using.
Well,
and
disgusting.
A great can-do country like the United States ought to be able to show the world the way in this.
Well, George Galloway, I've just got one or two questions left for you, and then we're going to let you go because I know you're a very, very busy man.
Okay.
All I can say is that this is so groundbreaking to have you with your incredible record and your impeccable record for standing up against corruption and as a journalist, as a reporter in your background, to sit here and to talk about governments creating terrorist attacks, creating crises, to blame it on their enemies. You mentioned the Zionists. The Zionists is now coming out, even in a lot of major publications, what we already knew, actually early on funded Hitler. They said he's going to be good, he's going to persecute Jews, and he likes our plan of Palestine. I mean, I'm sorry, folks, funding Hitler and helping Hitler kill Jews is not pro-Jew.
This is the thing about Zionism. It has nothing to do with Jewishness. Some of the biggest Zionists in the world are not Jews. Anybody who thinks George Bush likes Jews has never been to his golf club. The reality is these people have used Jewish people, and they have used them with this ideology of Zionism to create this little settler state on the Mediterranean to act as an advance guard for their own interests in the Arab world. And we're all paying for it. The Palestinians have paid for it. The Arabs are paying for it. And now the American people and the rest of the people in the world are paying for it. And why should we? We don't want to live our lives in a state of permanent warfare and division.
Let me ask you a question. When you go to Iraq, when you go to Egypt, when you go to these countries, I mean, I've talked to a lot of reporters that have been there. A lot of them say that the Arabs are pretty nice folks on average, and they are sophisticated. They know the American and British people are not evil like our governments. Do you agree with that?
Well, they do, but they also have a point which is difficult for us to get out of, Alex. We have democratic countries, systems, and our governments are chosen by us. And therefore, we cannot escape the share of the responsibility for what our governments do, I'm afraid, in the way that a dictatorship can do. You see, if you're living in a dictatorship and your dictator decides to launch war on someone else, then no one can realistically blame you in any way for that. But if you live in a democracy and you keep re-electing a government that keeps launching wars against other people on bogus pretexts, on a pack of lies, with devastating consequences, then I'm afraid we must take some of the responsibility. That's why we've called this tour that I'm on, Stand Up and Be Counted. This is my Stand Up and Be Counted tour of the United States, and I hope it will catch on and that people will be standing up and be counted all over this great land of yours.
Well, I agree
with you.
So that
the people of the world can see that these neocons are not acting in the name of all Americans.
Well, look, I mean, the polls show that, but I mean, George, again, I go back to the fact that they select both candidates, they put them in front of us. I think in many cases, we have a manufactured political process. I don't think it, at many levels it is legitimate now. We need to reform it and get back to our republic, a constitutional form of government, to do that. I mean, I think with your parliamentary system, you've got a little bit better chance of somehow maneuvering in and stopping the Tories and Labor, but it's the same here. I mean, Hillary Clinton's for the war. Chuckie Schumer's for the war. I mean,
yes, I mean, there's no doubt that there's a dilemma, but the United States is a country that was built out of nothing and built itself all the way to the moon and the stars. The United States, the people of the United States, are great can-do people, and they ought to be able to use the Constitution which the Founding Fathers gave them to organize their political power to change things. I don't believe that that's beyond...
No, I agree with you. I think we have the power. We've just got to assess this enemy system. In closing, you said 2,000 troops. Obviously, you know that they don't count them as combat dead if they die on the plane out of the country or if they die in Ramstein. And the real numbers are around 8,000 U.S. dead, George.
Well, I don't know how big they are. I'm certainly prepared to accept that there are more than the 2,000 that we know about, because there are these green card soldiers that don't appear to get counted, and there are people who are dying of their wounds later that don't appear in the statistics. And, of course, there's the more than 100,000 Iraqis who have been slaughtered, whom they haven't even counted. But according to the Johns Hopkins University and the Lancet, that figure is now well in excess of 100,000 people. And they don't, include these so-called contractors, who are in many cases merely mercenaries, to whom military duties have been subcontracted out.
600 of those have died in Afghanistan and Iraq now.
Wow.
And
in Basra, in the last few days, which is supposedly the quiet part of the country, two British soldiers, six American contractors, and at least 36 Iraqis have been killed just in the last 56 hours.
Well, I know you've got to go, but
happening now every day.
I know you've got to go, but this is the last question.
Okay.
They came up with a P-2OG plan right before they invaded. You can just type in P-2, just the letter P-2OG, and you'll get UPI and AP on this.
Mm-hmm.
And Rumsfeld actually said, we don't really want to win. We want civil war. That gives us an excuse to stay there, build permanent bases. If we fix it overnight, we'll have to leave. And they said, by basically turning everybody against each other, we'll make sure that country never gets strong again. And so, and then there was an Israeli plan actually written up in 1987 that was in the Jerusalem Post a few months ago. And in this plan written up, they called for using America and for the exact same thing, dividing it up in about four different groups fighting with each other. So people think we're failing in a way, but cynically, Bush and his crew want things to be bedlam. Now, I think it's more bedlam than they wanted, but they do want this breakdown. Your comment.
Well, as a British person coming from a country with a very long imperial heritage, I know that divide and rule is the first weapon of all empires. And the purpose of empires, I remind your listeners, is to go abroad and steal other people's things. That's why the British Empire cast its shadow around the whole of the world in an empire so vast that on it the sun never set. But as my Irish grandfather used to say, that's because God would never trust the British in the dark.
My dad always says that. That's funny.
And it's never been truer today. But the reality is, if that was their plan, it isn't working, because it's spiraling now out of control. You must be careful what you wish for in life, and to wish for a Yugoslavia on top of the world's biggest oil field in the Arabian Gulf, where countries all around are divided between Sunni and Shia, would be a catastrophic end to what has been a disaster so far. And I think that the Iraqis are sensible enough to do everything that they can to avoid that catastrophe. I don't believe they will allow themselves to be divided to the point of breaking up the country. But if we do end up with a Balkanized, a Yugoslavized, a Lebanized Iraq, then believe me, we'll all pay a price for it for 100 years.
But the elite won't. They'll just love it. Well, George Galloway, you're coming to town for the next 2 weeks, starting next Tuesday in Boston.
Yep.
Folks can find out more there on the website, MrGallowayComesToWashington.com. I want to thank you so much, and I'd like to get you on a few times a year here on the broadcast.
I'd love to.
And we'd love to get you to come down here to Austin, so God bless you.
Alex, my book is out now in conjunction with the tour. It's called Mr. Galloway Goes to Washington, and it's published by New Press. So that'll be in the bookshops in the next day or two. I hope your listeners will pick it up.
So that's going to be here in the U.S.
Yes, it's a U.S. book, and it's called Mr. Galloway Goes to Washington.
Mr. Galloway Goes to Washington, and that's published by who?
Published by New Press.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All the best.
Take care.
Alex.
You bet. And again, folks, I apologize. They have different rules over in England, and that's just the King's English. It's not the King's English. That earlier little comment, they use that on the nightly news over there. And he's a distinguished member of Parliament, and we really appreciate him coming on. And that is not a limp-wristed liberal that you just heard. And I know that Mr. Galloway is not anti-gun, and he's not a lot of things that we think are good. He's also a little bit socialist when it comes to some of his economic policies. But regardless, folks, he's speaking the truth. He's exposing the New World Order. And by interfacing with these folks, we're waking a lot of them up. And so there's a member of parliament saying our government's carrying out terror is a real threat. We had a nice little discussion off air about the London bombing, and we see eye to eye on that. So amazing interview. Now, when we get back, I will go to your calls. We'll take calls until Ron and Steve and David and Patrick and James have been holding for a while. In the next 10 minutes, we'll take your calls quickly. And we got Larry Pratt coming on. Gun confiscation, doors being kicked down, does nothing to keep people safe. It's just totally evil. Middle-class homes being raided. The police absolutely just loving every minute of it. And, I mean, I've watched them on the news. They're getting off on it. They've trained for this. When they get your guns, folks, it's over. We're slaves. And that's their number one goal, their one burning desire. That's their secret desire, the thing they roll around at night in the bed, just in the covers, just gleefully worshiping the day they get our guns so they can really enslave us and really crack skulls and really teach us how to be slaves. And Mexican troops armed in Texas, it is documented, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you want to see the martial law, if you want to see the preparations for your gun confiscation, your enslavement, your family being broken up, in the crises the globalists are going to engineer and have engineered, you need to get martial law. 9/11 Rise of the Police State exposes their master plan, what they did on 9/11, how they control populations. You need to have this video. There's Road to Tyranny, covers 9/11, covers the urban warfare camps, the foreign troops. Police State 2000 details it even more. Police State 2, The Takeover. I mean, it's encyclopedic. You need to have these videos. I carry a bunch of other great videos and books. Just go to the secure online shopping cart and bookstore and video store at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. The best titles, bar none, to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can see my weekly TV reports, all of my documentary films, a bunch of other documentary films, e-books, so much. Every week, new information. You know, just thousands of pieces of media on there now. I don't know if that's true. Hundreds and hundreds of pieces of media. I don't know. It's in the hundreds. It's hundreds and hundreds of audio interviews in there alone, so I guess it's got to be 600, 700, I don't know. A lot of stuff on PrisonPlanet.tv in the year and a half we've had it up. PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll free to order any of the videos or books. 1, and they can answer all your questions and tell you about specials. 1-888-253-3139. You've noticed during this disaster, I've only been plugging the videos about once a day. So take advantage of this when I do plug it, because I've just been so busy covering news, I haven't been doing my hourly plug that makes this broadcast possible. 1-888-253-3139. All right, Ron, you were holding earlier. You wanted to finish up. Go ahead and finish up what you had to say. This is Ron, retired police officer in New York, calling the police gun confiscating in New Orleans criminal. And again, Ron, it does nothing to keep anybody safe. The limited riots or looting is over. They're going to middle-class, unflooded areas and robbing people. Go ahead.
Where you had good citizens, and ironically, when they had the looters looting in the city, they didn't take one step or measure against it. That's how you know this is a contrived action with another ulterior motive. And by the way, they're taking those guns. They're not invoicing and vouchering these lawfully possessed guns.
Oh, no, they're gone.
Well, their owners could come back and get them later. They're going to melt them into scrap metal. But then again, I'm sure the ultimate intent is to help, the Halliburton, Bush, Cheney cabal take the property through some kind of specious illegal eminent domain claim.
Well, Halliburton already is the king of New Orleans, and it's admitted that backroom scams are already going for new hotels, everything.
Alex, do you know that Halliburton, in the midst of this commotion within the first few days, got a no-bid contract on reconstructing all the docks in the Gulf area that were destroyed?
Oh,
you know that?
We covered that. We covered that on Monday, yeah.
Okay. On top of that, ABC News reported yesterday on its radio division that they anticipate fuel prices will go up 71%. 71%.
Now, again, everything Jim Tucker has gotten out of Bilderberg always comes true. A year before, he says the Berlin Wall is going to fall. He gives us the exact date a year before of the Iraq invasion, back when the media wasn't saying that was the date. He said oil was going to double because Kissinger was saying it, rubbing his hands together. This is what our spies got us. And now look what's happening.
Now, we're going into, in 4 to 6 weeks, the cold weather period in this country. If fuel to heat your home and operate your car as well, of course, goes up 71%, the American economy and the American people, I mean the people that are subject to these abuses, will not be able to bear that.
Yeah.
My guess is that within 6 months, their attempt is to collapse our economy.
You know, I hope you're wrong, but notice the week before this New Orleans thing, the Fed chair came out and said, he used the word crash. So they're doing everything they can. If they wanted to stop a crash, folks, they'd say everything's fine.
Keep your eyes open, because you know what? I don't think this is the last crisis we're going
to
be.
Hey, Ron, when the cops come to your house, are you going to give them your gun?
Well, at that time, put it this way, they'll get a piece of my mind, that's for sure. That I will say. That's how I feel about it.
Well, just give them your gun. That's what America's all about. Come on. Let them take your children. It's freedom. We'll be right back with the third hour.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.